Om Shanti and warm welcome. This is actually our first official Double Foreigner Group 9 session. And the topic is how to manage uncertainty. And I think Marcelo Bai didn't know when picking up this topic that what is going to happen in the Middle East. So I feel that this is very, very relevant topic. And actually, I cannot wait how you are managing this very, very actually difficult and challenging topic. Our friends, you know, they are in the Middle East and all the other countries which are experiencing extreme uncertainty. And it affects to all over the world. So, but Marcelo Bai, he is the national coordinator of Colombia. And he has been with Papa 40 years.
43.
43?
But 40 is fine. 40 is fine. 40 plus.
I was just going to say that you are going to celebrate today, this year 40-year birthday, but you
more.
Did it already.
I did already. Yeah.
Okay, so next big celebration is 50 then.
Yeah. 45.
45. Yes, 45. So anyway, so he has a background in business consultants and also facilitator. So he has been doing his career with actually large companies in Latin America and also Europe. And Marcelo Bai is also very known by translators because he's like the link between Double Foreigners and Madhuban when it comes to translation especially. And I see you as like a caring mother. This is funny to say to the brother,
yeah.
But you know, he has very caring nature. It's very lovely how you take care of the translators, because translators are doing such an important service. And it's amazing. Then everyone can understand what is spoken. So warm, warm
Thank
welcome,
you.
Marcelo Bai.
Thank you. Shanti. Everyone has translation? Yeah, because Vietnamese, and I think that is just Vietnamese, no other language. Tamil. Oh, okay. But not there. Oh, okay. Out of the hall. Okay. Okay, Om Shanti. Nice to see you. I just came yesterday. Sorry. Ah, Russian translator is missing. Wow. Anyone speaks Russian, translate Russian? Yeah. Well, we start and they will come. They will come. And yes, what Ella said, I mean, we are all living in times of uncertainty. Yeah, right? This is the main feature nowadays of the world we live, okay? But I didn't expect that level of uncertainty. I know Ahmedabad is full of double foreigners there now. They don't know what to do. And some are thinking, okay, I can go back to Mamohini, but how? With whom do I talk? Everybody's busy. Everybody's complicated. I talked to a senior soul, and the senior soul said, you know what? Each one has to do whatever they can do, because nobody has an answer for whatever is happening. Yeah, Tamil? Nobody came. Translator for Tamil didn't come. For Russian neither. Okay. So amidst all this uncertainty, I'll try to speak slowly. Maybe those who don't understand English can catch something. amidst all these uncertain scenes in drama, what is my stage now? How do I feel? How do I really feel? Yeah, just think for a moment. What's your stage? What's my stage right now at this moment? How are you feeling? Are you thinking of your friends or other Brahmins you know who are lost? Or they have lost their flight, they don't know what to do? Or are you thinking of Baba? I have been talking with people since yesterday. This morning, before Muli, all the time was about trying to see what happened. And my main concern was, what's my stage, really? Because it's very easy to be dragged, to be, sucked into this vacuum cleaner of end of Kali Yuga. That's cleaning everything and trying to settle all karmic accounts at once. It's very easy to lose your stage. It's even understandable in a way, okay? But that's the most precious thing we have, our stage. It's the most valuable thing we have, is that. So I'm going to try to work on that, but I want to start from certainty, not uncertainty. From that part where things are sure. So tomorrow will be what? Which day? Second, right? Yeah? Translation, yeah, Vietnamese, how do you say 2nd March? Speak loudly, no? Vietnamese, no? 2nd March tomorrow, yeah, everybody right? Tomorrow is Monday, right? Any doubt about that? No doubt, right? Okay, 8 p.m. today, it will be all dark, no sun in the sky, right? So there is one certain level, one level that is certain, that you know it will happen. There is no way it won't happen. And around that, we create our routines. Everything that supports, for instance, our spiritual effort. So we wake up for Amritivela, right? Okay? So imagine if all of a sudden, midnight, when you are asleep already, the Prime Minister of India declares, oh, now India is 1 hour before, 1 hour behind. Imagine if that happens. But it doesn't happen. So you have that support for Amritivela. You have that support for Murli, for doing your efforts. You know, we Brahmins, we work kind of hard, right? We work quite hard. And so this certainty, it creates a structure. And upon that structure, you build your routine. So you know where your socks are. You know where your favorite shawl is. You know where everything is there. You go to the Murli, those of you who live outside the center, you go to the Murli. You know the center is there. It's not the center is there, and the next day is there, and the other day is there. No, it's there. It's always there. So you know it. You have that part of you. And that certainty is quite important. There are two risks, though. First is that there is something that breaks the that certainty. Now, when everything is sure, for sure. The first thing is death. You know? We all die. So, All of us, we are going to have less Tamiritivela. Did you imagine that? All of us, we are going to see the sun for the last time. All of us, we are going to listen to the Muli for the last time. All of us, we are going through that. Baba said recently in one Muli, death has no discipline. It doesn't send you a WhatsApp saying, I'm coming. Okay? No, it just comes. Okay? And it doesn't come if there is no death, right? But the soul leaves the body just like that. So everything is certain except those things that are broken by when I leave, when I depart. The other thing is, there is a certain like temptation in that, you know. Especially nowadays, I live far from here. I don't see anybody from the Americas here. Nobody from the Americas. Oh yeah, of course you are there. Okay, I can't see, but you are there. I now I can see. Yeah. And okay, so from Americas is there. So how far is to come from there to here? 2 days, 2 days flights. So many people will say, oh, no, I won't bother. I won't go there. No, it's too much. Zoom is so easy. Right. You just sit down, you are there. You can even, you know, you can have a kurta pajama here and pajama here, you know, like, I guess some people do that, right? So, there is a temptation that draws us towards the certain things. It's like you start to maybe fear the challenges, daring, you know, going there, what's going on, what's going to happen to me, or it's too much, too expensive. Oh my God, this trip is so expensive. And the weather also, the climate is crazy, right? And in 2 days, they are going to color you. You know, especially Gensar Vanuatu, I guess they are planning how to color the double foreigners. So imagine your new clothes, BK clothes, white, pristine. It will be all stained, you know. Okay? So you start to have doubts. And that's what Baba talks sometimes with a danger in terms of certainty. Certainty generates lots of doubts. Because most of our lives are not so sure. Things happen. Things take place. And we just go around. We go along. But we don't know. And that's the second type of certainty. But for that, I want to do a little game with you. Is it okay? I know there are multiple languages. And you're going to also enjoy to listen to other languages too. But you have to speak out. Yeah? Yeah, just one yes or two. Okay, yes? You can say in your language. There, that side. Yeah, yes, okay. Okay. Simple math. 1 plus 1? Only them know. So they don't know. Okay, let's repeat. 1 plus 1? 2. Fine. Bear with me. I'll tell you what. Later. So, 2, okay. 2 plus 2? 4 plus 3? 7 plus 4? 11 plus 5? Hey, you can go for your calculator now, don't worry, okay. 16 plus 6? So, you see, there is a pattern there. There is a pattern there. Okay? So, there is a second level of certainty where there is a pattern, but things are not for sure. So you come to Madhuban, you want to receive a room. So you know you are going to have a room, but you don't know where. You don't know with whom. I had a bear in my room, you know, the bear, you know, So. And I thought it was a good person, you know. But so one day I was very ill, very, very ill these days, past few days. So one day I woke up and I thought it was because of my illness. No, I realized the bear woke me up. Midnight, you know. So those things you don't have for sure. So it gives some spice to your life. It's like a little taste. So you can be upset or you can enjoy the experience and you can just relax and just flow with life, you know. Okay. So, in the first type of certainty, you have the routine that you can build upon that. But the second type of certainty is that certainty that you know it will happen, but you really don't know how. You don't know the form, you don't know the shape, how the thing will be. I think all of us, because Baba says in the Mool, in fact, all of us, we knew God would come. We knew there, inside the soul. But we never knew how. We didn't have any idea of how Baba would come. But we knew God had to come. He had to come. So there is this type of certainty that it's not exactly sure. It's not exactly that. But you know it will come. Let's do again the exercise. Yes? So do you have a calculator there just in case? Yeah? Okay. So 1 plus 1? Please do. Bear with me. Come on. Go do it. Okay. Let's do again. 1 plus 1? 2. Okay. 2 plus 2? 4 plus 10, 14 plus 19. Yeah. So that's the type of certainty. So you know it's a math trick, exercise, drill, don't know. But you don't know what will come after. No, something will come. So you can react or you can just use one of the 8 powers. You can mold yourself, or you can tolerate. Okay? So you can use those powers to live through that. Now there is a third type of certainty. Baba was mentioning this morning. Is the certainty, you know it's something that's certain, that will happen, it's for sure. But it's invisible, it's intangible. It's called faith. And in fact, the people I know who know Hindi and English very well, they say faith is not the best translation. And in fact, certainty would be the best translation for that word in Hindi, nishte, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, they know better than me. Yeah. So there is that type of certainty that you have faith, you have trust. Now you trust other people. So you know that will happen. You don't know exactly when, you don't know how, but that will happen. And most of Brahmin life is based on faith. How many years does a cycle have? 5,000, right? But how do you prove that? You can't really. You have many arguments. You can talk about many memorials. In fact, I found a book about archaeology. It was about cyclic archaeology. So they believe there is a cycle. But the cycle is very long, 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 long. So the 5,000 years is something we have, that faith. We all have faith that we are going to be deities, right? Yeah? No doubts? All of us? Golden Age? Okay, silver age? No. Golden age, right? Yeah? But you don't have a certificate. You don't have a ticket saying, okay, you're going to golden age. So you have to have that when you leave your body, okay? Then you go to golden age. No, you don't have that. So it's that deep certainty that moves most of the world. Think about that. You are all here. Who is taking care of your houses? So you have faith on those people, whoever is there. Or you trust them, you know? Okay, but your house is there. You are here. Your car is there. You are here. Your job is there. Wow. So we have that faith, and faith moves still most of the world. That's why there is this big crisis, but partly the reason of the big crisis nowadays is that some tacit agreements, some hidden agreements were broken, and trust was broken. So there was something that people, leaders mainly, governors, rulers, they shouldn't do, and they are doing now. You know, in the Mahabharata, it's very nice when you understand a little bit about that. So in the Mahabharata, they had such a high level of ethics that the contenders, the soldiers from different armies, they used to have dinner together, you know, in the night. But at the end, they broke everything, you know. And there is this scene when one army attacked the other army during the night. That was forbidden. Night was for eating, resting, no problem. Okay, it's India, Bollywood, you know, some movies, I don't know. But there was forbidding. The ethics wouldn't allow it. There is one point that's broken. And from that point, nobody followed any rules. They did whatever they want. And that's the problem with this faith. If you've broken that faith, it's very difficult to put it back. So, certainty has these three and maybe more types of, okay, categories you could call. Now, what about uncertainty? Uncertainty means something very, very different. It means that not only you don't know what will happen, you are not sure it will happen. You are not sure when it will happen. You're not sure how. You are not sure of anything. So this, what's happening now, it has happened in the past. So I was here in Madhuban, I remember. And Baba was not coming. It happened, I think, twice when I came here that Baba was supposed to come and he didn't come. You know, Bab Dada used to come, no? So Dadi Gurzar used to sit down on Shanti Bhavan there, and then Baba used to come in her, and then Muli was spoken. It was a brilliant experience, I tell you. But at least twice, I remember, maybe more, I was here and Baba didn't come. And that time specifically, I remember very well, because there was a war in the Middle East. So there was these two elements. So on one hand, the war. On the other hand, Baba was not coming. So there was lots of uncertainty, really. Big seniors, they were asking, what to do, you know? Should we go and try to get our tickets now to try to travel ahead? What to do about that? And it was a very interesting time, of just having faith. And that's the type of uncertainty that is an uncertainty that makes you think of Baba. is that uncertainty that makes you, motivates you to be in a better state, to have a better amritivela. You know, in one mulya at least, Baba said, Maya is good, because when Maya comes, you remember Baba. So Maya is good. Uncertainty is good. When uncertainty comes, then you remember Baba. If you are just in the certainty, which is called the safe zone or the comfort zone, zone of comfort, so you won't remember Baba much. But when things shake, then Baba. Yeah, so then you remember Baba. So Baba used to say that. That's good. It's good. It's good that's happening. It's good this is happening. When there was COVID, you know, that was 2020. I was here in Madhuban. When I came to Madhuban, things were starting, but I don't know if you remember, they speed up. You know, it was very accelerated, you know. So when I came here, it was still okay. But then they start to close the airports and the borders. And I remember that time Baba was not coming anymore physically in the body of Dadi Gulzar. Dadi Gulzar was still around. Dadi Jank was still around. It was her last year. And so Baba's meeting was as it is today, as it will be next Sunday, no? That we go there to Diamond Hall, and you just sat there, and then there is a video, and that moly, you listen to that. So that was what was supposed to happen. Still, it's the mela, no? It's the meeting. It's to be with other Brahmins, etc. But two brothers, they got so scared. One of them was a travel agent. So he put the ticket forward, you know, he went before the time. So they both missed that meeting. And the youngest of them, he never came again to Madhuban. So he missed the only opportunity he had to be with our big, huge family because of that. So what to do in that type of uncertainty? That type of uncertainty that at least is motivating you to remember Baba. So there is a margin to remember Baba. So you can remember Baba. So what to do there? So I remember I was sitting down and Didi Nirmala was still around. Yeah? Have you met Didi Nirmala? Nirmala Didi, yes. Yeah? Some of you have met Nirmala Didi. And she was a doctor. I don't know if any doctor is here, but doctors are kind of mean, right? I mean, they say things just like that, you know? So I remember Didi Nirmala coming to the Muli, so she read the Muli and then she gave the news. And yes, they are closing this airport, the other airport. Yeah, you won't be able to travel anymore. And it was just like that, you know? So everybody was like kind of scared of that. And so I was not sure about what to do, really. Because going to my country, living in Colombia, no? Colombia is down there where Panama Canal is. Well, Venezuela, no? They bombed Venezuela, so now you know. So we are neighbors to Venezuela, right? So we are their neighbors. They also threatened to bomb Colombia too, but it didn't happen. So it's a long trip. It's not like Sri Lanka, that they just take a flight or they go swimming and they are there, you know, so easy. So Colombia is not that easy. It's a long, long, long journey. And if my memory is right, Didi Mohini, she took a flight, I think it was 26 hours. Delhi to New York, which is a flight normally 12 hours. She took 26 hours. I remember it was 26, 24, 22, I mean, but it was more than 20 hours. So I thought, what will happen to me then? but you know, there was some magic there. First of all, I'm kidding here, saying that people were scared. In fact, the ambience, the environment was very nice. I knew the Brahmins were scared a little bit. Nobody's perfect. But they were able to just keep it calm. So now with this event, the brothers who can help those who miss the flights, they are with lots of people over them. So they are under stress a little bit. But that time when COVID was everywhere, nobody, just one person go, just another person go. So it was quite easy. And even one problem I had, one of my flights were canceled. So I had to call the airline to change the flight, and it went very well. It took whole morning to do it, yeah, like 4 hours in the phone. And two phones. I had one phone with United States, one phone with India, with the same company, to see with whom I could speak first. So that I was just there. I think I looked funny with these two phones there, trying to contact both places. But it worked. But the best magic for me was, I was sitting there in the Murli, and I asked Baba, "What's this, Baba? Is this the end, or is just a rehearsal?" And guess what was the next word in the Murli? Rehearsal. It was just like the next word, the next phrase. I felt like, oh, okay. So for me, it was sure. For that point onwards, was right. So if you are facing some type of uncertainty, look for Baba first. Don't look at news first. Don't talk to your friends first or family. They are probably scared. Ah, what's going on with you? Oh, okay. Talk to Baba. Check the Murli. Yesterday something happened to me, which was a little bitter, you know. Tasted like broccoli, you know, broccoli not good, broccoli is not good. So, and it happened to me yesterday. And I read the Murli today, I said, oh, Bob is talking to me directly. It was like a personal Murli for me only, you know. Because that's what will help me, will help you, any one of us. Instead of go and merge into uncertainty and gossip about that and think over the multiple scenarios of uncertainty, you go to Baba. You ask Baba, Murli, if any senior is available, not always available, but Murli is there. Go to Amritivela and talk directly to Baba. Go more into that spiritual factor. And I'd also like to invite you to do that. Yes? So let's just think about something that is uncertain in our lives. It can be something personal, something spiritual, something related to the yagya, or related to your country, or to the economy, or to the age of your body, to the health. Just think about something that you really, really, you don't know what will happen, you don't know how, you don't know when. You're kind of, what to do? And let's go to Baba for one moment. You can visualize yourself in subtle region. Or you can think of yourself as if you are in Pandavabhavan. And you go to Baba's hut, and Baba is there, working. He's working for you. He's hugging you. He's there available for you. He doesn't have any other Brahmin. He just has you. That's it. No one else. Only you. And that uncertain sin you have in your life, that uncertainty that's haunting your thoughts, just give to Baba. Think of a letter, or think of a piece of paper, or think of a big hug, like Baba is your big father, and you hug him, and you whisper in his ears, what's your problem? And just take drishti from Baba, deep drishti, in silence. And listen to Baba's response, which is a thought that will emerge in your mind, an idea, an image, someone you have to call, something you have to do. And write it, or note down somewhere, or note down in your heart if you want. Yeah, take your time. Just think. Just have that experience with Baba. Just have that deep, personal, heart-to-heart experience with God. Just let Baba tell you what to do. Just let Baba emerge in you the right sanskars, the right decisions, the right powers. Just feel it. Okay? Do that exercise, you know. Don't. Because I think that's the main feature of the end of Kali Yuga, the end of Iron Age. More and more uncertainty. It's natural, right? Copper Age was duality. So after 2000 years plus, it's more than dual duality, it's multiple, it's lots and lots and lots of, it's like a labyrinth, a maze of branches of possibilities. So nobody really can make the right decision by themselves. We need Baba for everything. And this month that's just starting is the month of our, some of our big daddies, no? Chandramani Daddy, but mainly Daddy Guzar and Daddy Janki. So I was remembering some stories about them, no? You know, Daddy Guzar, she entered in Gyan when she was just a child. So when the Yagya, the Brahma Kumaris, came back to India, they came to Mount Abu. So now you see Mount Abu has good infrastructure. But those of us who are old, right? So we remember the old times when Mount Abu was really a small, tiny, little village in India. Nobody knew Mount Abu, in fact. Nobody knew. I remember you used to take the train and they used to ask you, where are you going? And you say, Mount Abu. And nobody knew that. What's that? You know, what's it? So when they came here, eventually they end up into Pandav Bhavan, but not the big Pandav Bhavan we see now, much, much smaller. And of course, they couldn't all be living there. There was no space. In fact, at the end, there was like 8 residents only. No, there was a point, only 8 people were living there with Brahma Baba and Mama. And Babu was very creative to take people out, to send them into service. So Daji Junk used to tell us the story on how she was the first one to stood up. And she stood up, you know, and she said, okay, I'm going, Baba. And after that, many others decided to go with her. But Dadi Gulzar was a particular case because she was very young. She was not too old, okay? And she was brought up in this very spiritual and pure environment. And Baba sent her with another Dadi, Shantamani Dadi, some of you know. And the story tells that Baba sent both of them, to a city in India called Lucknow. So imagine the level of uncertainty. They didn't know anything. They didn't know the notes, the bank notes, you know. India changed. India was a colony before, now was a proper country. So many things changed. And they didn't know anyone there. For some reason, Baba sent them there. There was something there, probably. So Baba said, okay, you go there. So the level of uncertainty was total and complete. And the story that Gulzar tells was like how one day they were walking on the street and they met one of the original members of the Yagya, Savitri Dadi, who later helped the service in Hong Kong. And so Savitri Dadi saw both of them, recognized them, and they took her, her husband and her, they took them to her house, to a proper place. So that's the level of faith we need to have in terms of uncertainty, that Baba is going to help me. But that help will come after tests. So the test for Dadi Gulzar, who was brought up in a very pure environment, was that all of a sudden she was living in a temple with other people. So there were lots of people now. Laukik people who are not Brahmins. And after a while they were able to convince the master of the temple, the pujari there, the person who takes care of the place, to give them a room for themselves only. So that was a big, big win. And they didn't know how to give courses, how to do service. They didn't know anything, nothing. But so the faith, in terms of this type of uncertainty, always comes along obstacles, tests, and problems. So the thing you thought now, that uncertain part of your life, there will be tests, there will be obstacles. They will come. And they will come to shake your faith, to see if you are really, really, really believe in that. If that's really, really what is in you. The example of Dadi Janki, there are lots and lots, loads of examples from Dadi Janki in terms of faith and how obstacles come, etc. But this one relates to the country I am, Colombia. We had Dadi Janki many years ago, about 20 years ago there, last time she went to the country. And her health was not good, so she couldn't go to the capital Bogota is 2,600 meters, which is about 5,400 feet, okay, above the sea level, so it's very high. So she went to another city. The city is called Cali, you know, Cali, like the brave one. And it was interesting. It was a big test for us. We had faith that everything we work out, but Cali, we didn't have the proper structure like Bogota we have. But I thought, well, everything will turn all right. All the tests, you imagine. When Dadjank came, Dadjank, Hansa, the group, and other souls, they went in one bus. Their bags went in another bus to another part. So they had to go and find, like midnight, they had to find where the other bus is and bring the bus back there. So many things happened there. But there was one special thing. We had the dream to get a house for Baba. We didn't have the money, no resources, zero, nothing really, nothing. But we want to have a house for Baba, so we thought, okay, that junk is coming. She's not coming to Bogota. So I asked one brother, he was not a BK, but very close to us. His brother is a BK, so they are very close, both. So I asked him, can you look around and take some pictures of houses? And we showed Daddy. But he had so much job, so he couldn't. So he just took one picture of one house. We showed to Daddy. Daddy said, yes, this is it. You buy it. And Daddy gave us she gave a contribution. You know, she gave the first, but that contribution was nothing. I mean, it was like you have to buy something of $100,000. She gave $1,000. Okay, it's more or less. But it was very powerful for us. Dad is giving us, so it was powerful. So there was the faith, but so many obstacles. And the funny thing, when we went back to Bogota, the brother disappeared because he had so much work. He was not a BK really, so he was in his own things. Eventually, I think 1 month or 2 months later, I was able to get in touch with him. So, and then I asked, what about the house? What happened? He said, okay, I'm going to take a look there. And he went, and then he came to me. So we have an appointment on this day, this time, so you go and see the house. I went there to see the house, okay. It was, I didn't see it proper, but it was, I don't know, I felt, this is it, you know. This is the house. And Daddy saw the house. That was the house we showed Daddy. Eventually, we were able to buy the house. I don't know how the money came. So many stories behind. But I asked him why he took so long to talk to me. And he said, what happened is when we came back, the house was sold already. They sold someone else. But the other person couldn't pay, so they give back. So now we could get the house. So that's the power of faith in terms of uncertainty. So you have that pure connection with Baba, but obstacles will come. They will come. Okay? Yeah? Now, there is another type of uncertainty in which instead of looking for Baba, going to Baba, asking Baba, you start to develop doubts in your mind. You start to lose faith in yourself. Sometimes it's not even, you don't lose faith in Baba, but you start to lose faith in yourself. I call it the toxic uncertainty. You know, the first one is the motivational uncertainty, the normal one, is the natural one. But the other one is the toxic uncertainty. Is what's happening now. Iran just closed the Hormuz Strait. So that means 20% of the oil of the world is stuck. It's not going to flow. Which means all of us, we have to pay more for bananas and for buses and cars and tickets and planes and all everything that comes from that. Okay. So the toxic uncertainty works like that. There is a problem. You don't know how to solve it. You don't know when. Sometimes you don't even really understand the problem. You just know there is this obstacle, this big adverse situation, and it is there. And instead of looking for solution, you start to have yoga with the situation. You start to think more and more of the situation. So you start to see the catastrophe, you start to see the problems bigger and bigger and bigger. Sometimes Baba used the expression, we turn a mustard seed, which is very small, into a hill, you know, into a big mountain. So we make something that's easy, difficult. We make something that's soft and easy to handle as hard. Because the toxic uncertainty has one particular factor. It touches our worst sanskars. So the worst of us emerge. Instead of the best. You know, when bad situations happen, sometimes in the Lokic world, you see sometimes the best of the people emerge, sometimes the worst of the people emerge. And the toxic uncertainty always brings you the worst. Anger. Lust, which is normally the desire for comfort or you know, the comfort zone is basically lust, okay? So you want that space that's yours, you know, so soft, so nice. So you put one cushion, two cushions, three cushions, you know, like that. Greed, you start to accumulate things even so you don't need. Or you start to eat too much, you start to desire things a lot. Ego, oh yeah, that's a big one. How is it possible that I cannot solve this problem? Yes, I can solve this problem. I am the best. So yeah, I'm going to solve it. Attachment. Oh, my grandchildren. My children. You know, all of these. My house. Baba used to talk about my furniture. You know, people would think about that. And toxic. That type of uncertainty, I think most of us have experienced or are going to experience. Because it's a trigger that makes the worst comes out. And you have an option. You can allow the worst comes out, flow through your mind, fuel your mind and intellect of dirty and waste. Or you can do something with it. And you can work that out. So I was talking about Baba's new house in Bogota, which is still there. No, we have that house. It's big house, good house. We start a renovation because the brother who helped us to get the house, he's an architect, so he helped us to renovate. He didn't charge. So he did everything, and many things he did himself. It was really, really beautiful from his part, really beautiful. But there was there was some moments that we didn't have any money, nothing. So one day I realized I was getting anxious. There was lots of anxiety. I felt like, what's going to happen now? And I realized that. The good thing is that I did realize that. And at that moment when I came out from that anxiety, and I walk into Baba's word, into Baba's knowledge, into remembering Baba, there was a big change. And that's the only thing we can do when the worst of us comes out. To just stop. You don't need a big control power, okay? It's not a big deal. You just need to be isolated, probably. Just be by yourself. And just say Baba with your heart. Think of Baba. Take a muli, read the muli. And wakes up a little bit of the best of yourself. And that time specifically, I really didn't know what to do. So I received a touch from Baba. Write to someone. But I didn't feel like you write to that soul saying we don't have money. So I said, look, we do need your blessings. I'm sure your blessings will make some difference here. I remember writing that. It was a very nice feeling. Immediately, she responded. She said, I'm going to help. So she put me in touch with one soul. And of course, because I was with anxiety first, it was not so clean, you know, there is always some mixture. So the first mixture was that our bank account changed the number. And I gave him the wrong number. And then I tried to call him. And guess what? All the telephones of his city were down. So I called another city nearby, and they confirmed to me, yes, they are all down, no communication. There was no WhatsApp, no internet. You don't know how lucky you are, guys. There was nothing there. Okay, so I said, I sent an email to him, I tried to call him, I couldn't. And again, okay, I cannot do much more. Baba, it's your turn. Eventually, he responded to me and he said, okay, I just read your email, I made a correction, I'm going to donate. Now, that it was a big amount of money. And that amount of money, you cannot transfer from one country to the other just like that. Okay, there are protocols. So I went very innocently to the bank. I said, oh, there are some money there for us. Can you check? Of course, it was not in the bank account. And guess what? That bank, the reason they changed the number of the bank account was that one bank bought the other. So the bank we were in was bought by the other big bank. Okay. So when I went there, I saw a guy walking around, and he heard what I was talking. So he came, he approached me. What happened? And so I explained to him. And he said, I'm the one who is in charge of this you are looking for. I'm here training them. So what you said, it's impossible. If someone has to send that amount of money to you, they have to go through the embassy, they have to fill forms, they have to do lots of things. So I looked at him and said, but it's there already. What to do? So he went to the manager who came to our lectures before. So the manager said, yes, they are good people. So he said, okay, everything is okay. So just call in the night, in the evening, he gave me the time, he gave me the number, I called, and next day that money was in, and everything was beautiful. But what I realized is that when there is this toxic uncertainty, which can be outside or even inside, even your own mind, no, sometimes it's not real, it's just there in your mind, there will be lots of obstacles. So it will be, you need faith, you need knowledge, you need yoga, you need breathing. You need some water, no broccoli. You need lots of things to give you strength, you know, to make you strong enough so that you can overcome that situation. And that was a very, very important lesson for me. But if you go to Daddy Jenk's life, you see that so many times, how she was on the edge of leaving the body. In fact, when I came into Gyan, I was taking knowledge still. I didn't finish the course. They were talking about Daddy Jenk dying. That was 1983. They were already talking about her dying. And she was one of the last ones to die, to leave the body. And so she had so many of these points of an uncertainty that nobody knew what will happen now. What's going to happen with Daddy now. And it's interesting how she should manage the situation. Daddy Jenk had three things to manage any situation, any very, very bad situation. First thing was her own power. Daddy Jenk was extremely powerful, really. You could feel the power. I was in Oxford once. We had a Call of the Time, a big program they had. They were very, very important people, very sophisticated people. And then the door opened of the hall. Someone was talking, but the door opened of the hall, and Daddy Jenk came in. Now, Daddy Jenk was very short. So when she came in, nobody noticed, really. But her power was so big, the whole hall got quiet. And Daddy gave drinks to everyone. It was a scene to see this big man there, just being quiet by this short lady here. Such a power she had. You know, she really changed reality. She changed everything around. You go to London. I just went there to London. And it's really beautiful. Daddy's memorials are everywhere. Because she changed the reality of what the service could have been to what has been. The second thing was Daddy was very, very loving. But not the type of love that, you know, it was real, real love. It was a love from Indian mothers, you know, that they feed their children, you know, they give them three dishes, three plates there, and make them eat. You know, Latin mothers, the same, you know, they. So it's that type of love that really the person's feel nurtured. They know where they can go. And that was Daddy Jenk's love. So in Oxford, they, because of the level of the place, I'm not sure why, they start to forbid everyone to sit down on the floor in the classroom. The chairs were very good, so you really didn't need the floor. But I never understood the reason, but we couldn't sit on the floor. And one sister, she arrived late to Dajeng's class. Dajeng was, she read the Muli in English. Sometimes she was read the Muli in English, which was very sweet from her. And after that, she was giving class, and that sister came in. And she came, and there was no space in the front, so she just sat on the floor in front of Daddy. And Daddy interrupted the class, and in Hindi, very fast Hindi, sent her in the back. And it was not a nice way. It was like, something like that. And the sister, I don't know what happened to her, but probably cried. She just stood and she left the hall. So one of the sisters of Oxford went after her. After a while, she came back. It was a whole soap opera there, no? After a while, she came back. At the end of the class, Dajeng finished the class and she gave toli to everyone. But that sister specifically, she took her into her arm. She gave toli. She really, really gave lots of love in that moment. It was so great because it was not that Daddy asked for apologies. Okay. Probably she didn't think she was wrong because, well, that was the rule and the sister broke the rule. And Daddy sent her there, and Dajeng's way was speaking like that. She never meant anything bad to anybody. But it was interesting because many years later, that sister came to Colombia. And she stayed in the center with us like 1 week. And it was lovely to see the effect of Dajeng's love. The third thing Dajeng had, so remember, for toxic uncertainty, lots of faith, you're going to face lots and lots and lots of problems, okay? Many super huge obstacles, okay? They will come. So what Dajeng, what I learned from her life is lots of power, but lots of real love, nurturing love. And the third thing is to call people. She used to call people. Choose to tell them to do this or that if there was a problem. She was able to really create a huge network of souls who helped in so many ways, in so many different parts. And people, they used to come to London. No, I remember what this sister. So she came to London from another city. And they felt good that Daji called them, you know, to help there. They felt good. Because the way that Dajeng used to call and ask for help was not asking for help, was giving a chance to others to help. She was always giving a chance to other people to help that. And that's something we miss a lot, you know. Because we do ask for cooperation from other people, and the Vietnamese, they need some cooperation now. We can wait a little bit. The sister is having some issues there. Are you okay? Okay? Yeah? Okay. So, you know, so you need cooperation, so you want to ask other people. But you have to ask in such a way that they feel like it's their fortune to cooperate. And Dajeng, she was a master in that. Because particularly when the uncertainty is toxic, that means it poisons your mind, it poisons the soul, you do need other people's cooperation. You do need someone around there. So I had, many years ago, I had a very, very bad experience in Madhuban. It was really horrible. And you know that Maya has a room here. Do you know that? Maya has a room, okay? She has her own room there, etc. So Madhuban also means Mayaduban, Okay? Every Brahmin I know, especially those who are really effort makers, they do experience a bit of Maya. Okay? Nowadays it's less. There is French fries in the evening. Oh, there is no French fries in the evening. Someone has to tell them, right? Anyway, so there is always something that makes you better, but there is always Maya. And, oh yeah, I went through so much Maya. I was feeling so, so bad. So I had a very interesting experience of power with Baba, and that may be helpful for you. I really felt I need a mother that day. I need mom. And so I went to Pandav Bhavan, because Pandav, here Gyansarova, I love Gyansarova. I stay here all the time. But Pandav Bhavan is like the mother, you know. It's a nice, cozy place, at least for us, the old ones. So I went there. So it was magical, the feeling. The experience was really magical. When you have that big uncertainty in your life, just flow with Baba, like a surfer with Baba. So first of all, I remember arriving to take the bus out of time. Let's say 4:30 is the time. I arrived like 4:40, and the bus was still there, you know. So I went with the bus. So I went there. And I went to Baba's room, but I didn't feel no father today. I need a mother. Baba's room is father. It's okay. So I just felt like Baba was my mother. So I went to... There's another Baba's room in Om Shanti Bhavan. It used to be very nice. All white. It was beautiful. So I went there. And I had a very beautiful experience of Baba as my mother. And I felt like Baba was my mother. I felt it was like physical feeling. After a while, I felt I should go and walk around the lake because that's what the mother does, no, with a child. So I went. And when I came back, it was very interesting because I arrived back to Pandav Bhavan was like 5:30 or 5:40, something like that. And then one brother called me. As soon as I entered Madhuban, the brother called me. And he sat me down, just like that. He took me by the hand, he sat me down. He brought a plate, he brought some food. Just like a mother would do. I don't remember the food. But I do remember that motherly feeling. Because, you know, when you have that type of uncertainty, you are going to feel vulnerable. You are going to feel a little fragile. You are going to feel like, what's going on here? It can be the major distraction. It can be a problem in your health, financial, whatever it is. Even so, Maya is trying to take you. Just keep calm. 1 second, calmness, and go to Baba. And have an experiment with Baba. Baba's mother, Baba's father, Baba's guru, whatever it is that Baba's friend, good friend, whatever it is that you need at that moment. Because probably when you are going to have that type of uncertainty, it's quite possible that you are going to be by yourself. Or you're going to be surrounded by people you don't know. It's quite possible. Because that happened with so many Brahmins around. Now, we have a brother who was in the Twin Towers there in the United States when it was 11 September. And he was by himself. There was no Brahmins around, you know. He couldn't call a senior at that moment. What should I do? Should I stay here or go down? Nobody knew anything. Nobody knew it was serious. Nobody knew it was something, I mean, the two buildings, they just fell down, crashed down. Nobody knew it would happen. Who would have thought? So you just have to have an experiment with Baba. Just be calm for 1 second and just go to Baba and just feel that beautiful experience. And just flow. Don't think too much. Don't have doubts. Okay, I have to do that. I'll do it. Okay, I have to talk. I'll talk. I have to think. I'll think. I have to wait. I'll wait. Just flow. Because that will be a moment that your intellect, your mind, well, it won't be that easy to think, to make decisions. You know, it won't be easy to call someone, to talk to someone, to read the Muli. Okay, wait, let me read the Muli here. No, I mean, you won't have time. So that's why the last thing I want to mention is, before traffic, is that we all have to check our dharana. Because that's the maximum of the stage. The stage can fluctuate. But when your dharana is there, it is there. Like a doctor, no? When the doctor is a doctor, and has been a doctor for many years, he is, she is, okay? So the person is a doctor. So the dharana is there. Okay, so the doctor doesn't need to think, I am a doctor or not. No, I am a doctor. They can be holiday. If someone needs the help, they will go and help. Okay, it's natural. So there will be a point that will be our stage. And we have to build that stage. And there will be that point that will be our dharana. And as our dharana, it won't change. To be. So it will be natural. And naturally, obstacle will come, and I'll face to the obstacle. Very nice lion there. Yeah, a little fat. You don't need to eat me. You're very fat already, so I can go. So you can talk. You can see the entertainment behind all the problems. Years later, everything is quite funny. I mean, when I think about things, how they happened in the past that was horrible, you look now and you say, wow, it was funny. I mean, it was interesting. All these stories I'm telling. You know the story I told about Baba being my mother? You know, next day Baba was the father. It was not nice. So I start to face like a punishment there, one after the other. From early morning, things start to happen that was like punishment, a little bit. Not too big, but a little bit punishment. And so Babu was the father next day. But now I laugh. I'm still here. Everything went. Everything is okay. It was perfect in drama. And I'm here. So I'm going to give you a task for traffic control. Don't do traffic control. Do an experiment. Make an experiment. Just feel you are... So a big uncertainty that all of us are going to experience is destruction. So let's feel for one moment that you are in the middle of destruction. You don't need to have images in your mind. Just feel it. But think that Bob is there, just by your side, you are holding his hand in whatever form you want. And just flow with his hand. Just experience internally that you are going through all the cataclysm, all the turmoils, and you are just flowing. just moving. Yes, so we have still a few seconds, so just prepare yourself. Just think about the form you want to experience Baba. Yes, switch off the cell phone, that's good. And just feel that power. Do we have any question, anything? No? Yeah? No? Yes? No? Yes? No? Because I would like to just suggest you, know, to just prepare. Like, now we are all in uncertainty, you know? I have to travel back to home in 2 weeks. So I don't know what will happen. If my plane will be there or not, what will happen? Ah, there is, the mic is there, so if anyone wants to ask any questions, so. So one way also is to enjoy, you know, enjoy this reality a little bit, you know, just like think of entertainment, really. So there is a joke, you know, there is a joke that Brother Eric from Canada, he told one day. So, you know, in Colombia we have the Amazon forest, the rainforest, Amazon rainforest is there. So one Brahmin, he got lost in the Amazon rainforest. So after one day walking and walking, he didn't see how to leave there, how to go out from there, what to do, you know. So he started to think of Baba, what to do, etc. So, and then all of a sudden, a jaguar, you know, like a leopard, just show up in front of him. So the jaguar was there and he was there. So he remembered the stories about Dadi Kumarka, particularly Dadi Kumarka, on how she used her eyes, her drishti, to control these animals. There are many stories about that. So he started to give drishti to the jaguar. And the jaguar responded with drishti also. So they are both exchanging drishti. After some time, he felt the jaguar would understand him. So he shared with the jaguar, "You know, I was meditating, I was feeling how I am a soul. I'm just a point of light. And you are also a soul, you're just a point of light. Nothing more than that." After sharing the experience, the jaguar looked at him and also spoke. Yeah. And the jaguar also said, He's going to share something, you know. So he said, "Today, when I went to offer bhog to Baba." So that means the Brahmin was the bhog for Baba. So just entertain. You know, even if something bad is happening to you, even when something bad is happening to you, be cheerful. Be happy. I have seen many souls who bad things are happening to them, no? Especially illness. And some are grumpy, you know, they complain a lot, they say not good things. And others are so lovely. So there was one sister in Colombia, she eventually left the body. And one sister was sharing, "Oh, every time I went there to serve her, not because she needed help to everything, for bath and everything. So every time I went to serve her, it was so good because she used to share experience with me, stories and everything good, you know." So with the bad things that happen in our lives also, maybe they are just a show. They are just a show so that we don't get bored. And we don't fall into the certainty. Because the certainty, remember, it can mean a certain level of attraction, laziness. Bob was talking today about laziness. Okay, carelessness. So it's very easy that you fall into that. So when you are living to the uncertainty, you are always like that. You know? You're always very attentive to everything that happens. Okay? So I don't know if there is anything you want to ask. Okay? Is that fine? Was it useful? Useful time for you? Yes?
One question I would have is, Baba spoke about uncertainty. Baba spoke about the determined thought today. And Baba said that I keep listening to sorries and then I have to forgive and again you do the same thing. So sometimes we do have a determined thought about not repeating a mistake, but when a situation comes, we do tend to do the same thing.
We repeat the same behavior pattern.
Okay. So it is a part of the old sanskara. However, how to keep the determination on?
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
What would be the trick?
Okay. Sanskaras are not so easy to kill. The dadis probably would have told you it's very easy. Okay? not a daddy. So it's not that easy to kill a sanskar. Some of our sanskars have been with us for 10 lives. Imagine, 1,000 years ago, maybe we have the same sanskars as now. Some of the sanskars are the same, you know. So they're not so easy to kill, to finish, as Baba was saying today, you know. And some mulis, Baba, he jokes. He says the sanskar emerges like a ghost. So you burned all the sanskars and it emerged like a ghost. Okay. So yeah, so in those cases, the tenant thought, and I think the word nishte, faith, so faith will be there. But also you need two things more. You need attention. Attention means that you don't go into the problem, you know. So if I know, let's say I have a problem, I have a dietary problem, diet, I cannot eat salt, okay? And so I don't go to food that's too salty, you know. I have to be careful. So I won't be around people who are eating that salty food either, okay? Normally I have my lunch separate from others, so I don't get tempted by that. So that's the attention we have to follow. We have to follow the attention, to have attention on mariadas, on the list is long, mariadas, disciplines, the four pillars, what else? The systems, so many things, you know, for subjects, so many things. The other thing you need also besides attention, so you have determined thoughts to do something, but you need certain level of courage, or you need some extra power, extra force to do that. Okay, it's very easy to say yes for the node sanskars, because you have been using it for a long time. Even when you know the bad consequence, it doesn't matter. You know it. It's there with you. Okay, so it's better for you. It's not, but you feel like it's better. So you need some courage to say no to the salty food. You know, no to whatever is there that's drawing, attracting your old sanskar. That's why it's, you know, if you think about determined thought, the best thing is to review, to talk to yourself and to Baba again and again. How am I doing with this? What's going on in relation to this? Okay. And the last thing I can mention is that you need some help. Determined thought by itself may be to be difficult in certain situations, in certain conditions. You also need the help of the family, the help of the center. Many Brahmins nowadays, they don't go to a center. No, don't worry, I won't ask here who is going, who is not. But many Brahmins don't go to a center anymore. And you do need that pure vibration. In the case of Colombia, is a vibration that nobody ever ate meat there for. Baba is there. The vibration of no business there. We are all doing Baba's business and Baba's teachings. That's it. And we do need that vibration. Madhuban. Okay. So this is something that will help us a lot during that process. So think of determined thought like here. So you need attention, like a guard, just by the side. Okay? You need courage that will be pushing you. But it's also important to have some help from other people. Especially when things are too complicated, you know. Someone was saying, I don't know whom, but was saying, if you have to explain something in more than 5 minutes, something's wrong there.
So I gave more than an hour class, so something's wrong there. But in the sense that you shouldn't. Is that okay? So we talked certainty, the types of certainty, uncertainty, the types of uncertainty, and how to solve them. Now it's your turn. You go and practice out there. Om Shanti De, Om Shanti. Thank you, Baba.
Thank you, Marcelo Bai, making this very little bit challenging topic very light and happy. Do you feel the same? Yeah. So after this, we are like at least a little bit more happy when the next obstacle comes, right? Because it is amazing opportunity to remember Baba, to make us stronger. So thank you. It was very, very inspirational talk.